From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, May 6, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Diversions Puzzles and Games, committed to offering fun, social, and technology-free ways to connect at Hannaford Plaza by Main Mall and DiversionsGames.com, and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at RedZoneWireless.com.
For more than a decade, the State Department of Education has offered a program called AP for All. It allows high school students to access college-level classes online that they otherwise might not be able to get locally. But the department says it's decided to end the program and instead invest more heavily in early college programs offered through the state's public university and community college systems. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, the decision has raised some concerns among students and administrators around the state.
Alexander Farkas, a senior at Augusta's Coney High School, says he's always loved science and sought out the most challenging classes. He even interned at a university chemistry lab last summer. This school year, Farkas was able to take advanced placement, or AP courses, in computer science and physics online through the AP for All program. And he believes it helped him to earn admission to the University of Pennsylvania.
I learned about the AP for All program and I was able to take these classes above and beyond what Coney offered, and I'd really show that I'm hungry to learn.
But Farkas says when he recently heard that the state's AP for All program was ending next month, he was disappointed for next year's seniors.
And I just want every Maine student to be able to have that.
I will tell you there was a huge amount of disappointment.
Scott Fuzin is the Dean of Community Education at the University of Maine at Fort Kent, which has recently administered the online AP program to about 300 students per year. He says while early college programs offered through his and other state universities are valuable, the advanced placement courses in subjects such as macroeconomics and music theory have been particularly important for students applying to more selective colleges.
AP and early college dual enrollment tend to serve different kinds of student needs. So that's why I don't see them as competition. I see them as different opportunities.
But on Maine Public's Maine Calling program last month, the state's education commissioner, Pender Macon, said that after reviewing data showing the success of students in early college programs administered by the state's university and community college systems, the department decided to invest more heavily in those and let its contract for AP for All expire next month.
We decided to increase our funding for the University of Maine and Maine Community College System early college options, which do include online options that are accessible for all kids.
In a follow-up email, Macon says that the department received overview reports on advanced placement courses showing that only about half of students persisted in those classes, and even fewer took the exam or received a high enough score to earn college credit. Meanwhile, the department says that more than 6,000 students used the state's early college programs last year and were awarded more than 23,000 college credits. Governor Janet Mills is proposing to spend more than $3 million on early college programs at the University of Maine system in her biennial budget proposal. Scott Wozin at the University of Maine at Fort Kent is encouraged by those investments, but he's still concerned that some students may miss out on some valuable opportunities.
While early college and dual enrollment really serve a great need, AP for All also did, and it served a different kind of student. And I don't think I want to leave those students behind. And that's what worries me about the loss of this program.
To help with the transition away from AP for All, Wozina sent emails to school counselors around the state that include a list of online early college classes that could potentially replace online AP courses in the next school year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
A new Maine law bans future lawmakers from any paid lobbying within their first year out of office. An Associated Press review found about two dozen Maine lawmakers elected as far back as 1999 have gone on to register as paid lobbyists in the last decade. The AP's review found roughly half of those lawmakers did so within the same year of leaving office. And that's today's Maine news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow afternoon at 1 on Maine Public Radio for the best of Maine calling. I'm Ed Morin.